How's it going, bros? Welcome back. Oh boy, I just had an interview that, we'll see how it goes. But I hope you guys are doing well. We're back on Friday with Friday Part 5. This is regarded as one of the weaker entries in the series, partially because it's. I mean, I guess I won't address it now. I guess I want to address it now just in case anybody doesn't want to be spoiled for a movie that came out in 1985. But let's just say there's some similarities between this and Halloween 3 that people throw shade at Halloween 3 for very dumb reasons. And, I don't know. This may or may not be the same scenario, but we'll see. We have yet to see. All I know, I really hate the look, the costuming, the hair design of Tommy Jarvis in this movie. So we're gonna get another ad read in, and then we're gonna come back through with Friday the 13th, Part 5, A New Beginning. Alrighty, so I hope you guys know the drill by now. However, this one is a little bit different. They don't have any cards like, a Steve Miner Film or a Paramount Pictures Presents or, whatever. They just have the title sequences for Paramount. And so you're going to see the old ass Paramount Mountain. And then you're going to see the Paramount Blue Mountain. It's going to transition into that. And then it goes immediately into a scene in the rain. So we want to include that, obviously. So you're going to, right after the blue Paramount logo fades to black, one. Alrighty, and I am going to resume in 3, 2, 1, Oh, we're starting off. We're off to the races already. Little boy in a raincoat. God, that's a little loud. Gonna turn it down a little bit. Jesus. Blowing my ears out already. It's gonna be like that one kill in one of the Freddy movies. I think it's Freddy's Dead with the hearing aid. I don't know. But yeah, my brain is just kind of mush after watching four of these already. I forget how to rate movies. 'Cause like I'm looking at these and they're, I don't know, I'm wondering if I'm grading them too high sometimes. 'Cause, well, let's be honest, they're not particularly great, but they're great for what they are. Like they're maybe not the most objectively good movies, but they are entertaining. Jason Voorhees. I don't know why, but it always kind of surprises me. Tommy. It does always kind of surprise me to see Jason have a grave. Just because it almost, like, I don't know. He seems like one of those people that, like, you would have left out for the dogs to eat or something like that. I don't know. Is that evil? Let's find him. Who's looking for you? Who's looking for you, Tommy? Is it the angels? Are they coming for you, angelic to the core? I was, I do those things on Instagram where I put up the, what, why would you do that? I do those things on Instagram where I put it up on my story, the reviews, and I put a song attached to it. And Dead Man's Bones, man, I'll tell you, they're great. Ryan Gosling's in it. I'm going to be talking about it in a video coming out hopefully tomorrow or Sunday. But I something about I thought like, oh, I got to have an Angelic to the Core song. And I did want to include Dead Man's Bones because it's just so groovy, but I was also like, oh, I got to do Corey Feldman. I got to have the reference that probably nobody will get. And oh boy. This is quite the mess. That's a pretty shallow grave, too. Jeez. That's like surface level. Come on, let's see it, Corey Feldman. They're just like, oh, it's Jason. You love to see the worms. I also love how they buried him in his mask. And with his machete. Ooh, and a screwdriver? Was that an ice pick? Oh, there you go. The Undertaker sit-up. Was that all that was holding him down was just a short pile of dirt? Also, I think this is something that's been missing. I like that you can't see his eyes. And also, he's been running in those previous movies. Like this feels like Jason, you know? Part four, you know, felt like Jason. But prior to that, you know, I think when people think of Jason, they think parts probably four through seven. Eight maybe, but eight he kind of looks like a, I'm using somebody else's description here, but like a melted Muppet. He also needs to be wearing a jacket like that. Tommy can't handle it. He's a goner. Slash-tastic. God damn it. So I knew that was... Oh my God, he's got a tear. Yeah, maybe... Maybe it ain't bad. But yeah, this I knew it was a dream. But let's see who plays. He looks like who is the guy that played the It Mini series. The guy who plays the main guy's older self. Let's take a look. It's Bill, right? Oh, I missed the title sequence. You know, God, we're here for it. We're fucking here for it, I guess. Thank you, Frank. Oh, God. Richard Thomas. That's it. They have the same glasses, the same little rat tail. What's he been in recently? NCIS. Good for Richard. Tell me, wait, no. It can't be that's the same actor, right? No, it's not. Who does play Tommy Jarvis in this? Yeah, they got Corey Feldman back. Sorry if you can hear a dog barking in the background. That's my bad. John Shepherd. He was also in The Ultimate Gift, Bobby Jones, Stroke of Genius, The Stoning of Soria M, Flesh and Blood, which is a short where he plays Priest. Cool. I do like the tagline for this movie, "If Jason still haunts you, you're not alone." That is a good one. I haven't been putting these in on Wikipedia. or not Wikipedia, IMDb. Okay, we're back with Tommy. I should get out of this other tab. I missed the whole title sequence because of it. God damn. That fucking guy. I'll tell you what. Oh, that fucking guy too. He's like, what's his name? But even worse. He's like Shelley, but even worse. I mean, still remains to be seen, I guess, but still. I mean, you don't have to be a dick either, but okay. Now, I gotta address it. He looks nothing like Corey Feldman. You know, for a bunch of people working in the mental health field, they seem to be rather impatient. What the fuck? The hell does that mean? So when does this one take place? Because the last three have been they have taken place right after each other. Let's see. I'll take a look on the wiki. That's probably going to be the most reliable source. He's 17 in this movie. Is that supposed to be a tick? Or like a stim? Because like everybody does that. You're not gonna show him? Ooh. 1989, also, which means this takes place in the future from when this was filmed. That is weird. Oh. He has that. Uh, 1986 is when the next one comes out and takes place in 1990. I mean, like, I get Jason X taking place in the future, but it's weird to think that, like, technically, like, a lot of the series took place in the future. Jason Goes to Hell takes place in 2003. came out in 1993. Man, that takes place like so far in the future. What the fuck? Yo, wait, that's the same one from the first film. He got that on quick. It's good to know that he hasn't given up his love for that stuff. I hope that they got all the Tom Savini stuff they could get while he was still on set. There's action. What an 80s kids phrase. This guy's run kills me. What? I like the punk rock aesthetic. Not so much the giggling aesthetic. Was this filmed on a green screen? That looked like it was green screened. Oh, fuck you. I mean, at least they're portraying her like a piece of shit, but like, yeah, what a piece of shit. Okay, you can be arrested just for saying that. That's a lot to say right in front of the sheriff. Yeah. They seem chill. They all right. Yeah, they seem chill. It's the hair. It's just the hair for me. I can't stand it. So far, this has been shot pretty well. Look at this caricature. You would think maybe, hey, let's not just have like axes, willy-nilly. Glad this is a tracking shot. Oh, okay. I didn't realize. I don't know how to read this. I do not know what to make of this character. Like the kind of like little accent that he's putting on, I don't know. But the chocolate around his mouth is really overkill. That guy looks like he's 30. He also looks like the bully from Doug, if you were a real person. Dude, he looks like he's a full ass man. God damn. That's a lot of squishing. There it is. Yeah, I mean, what you expect, dude? I mean, obviously some shit's there, but like clearly you can't be doing that. Now I'm totally stealing from Ralph the Movie Maker here, but like, why are they about to show this? Oh my God, wait, did he lose an arm? Dude, cover it up, dude. Come on. Why is everybody a fucking dick? I mean, it's not the level of Rob Zombie, but still. Yeah, right. Oh, guys, sorry, I got like 2 hours of sleep last night. The flies are already starting. I wonder what that shot means. What? Who are these people? Was he just like, fuck? Oh my God, what is fucking wrong with people? I mean, I guess the point is they're bad people, but still, God, yeah. God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm fucking Yanni. Yanni. Yeah, I'm ready for this guy to fucking eat it. I'm ready for both of them, too. Come on. All right, come on. Let's go. Yeah, I just played through the Batman Telltale Games first season. Good shit. It's a shame that company was as dysfunctional as it was. But buddy. Hey, dude, you see Monty Python? Those shits are dangerous. God damn, they got a fucking flare. Dude, are you... Oh. I thought that he was like applying the flare, like he was applying the screwdriver. Yeah. Ready. I'm not gonna be upset about this. Kind of fake looking ahead, but hey, I'll take it. Fuck that guy. All right. What is he seeking? All right. I love this ad lib song. This is everything. This is amazing. This is the best part of the movie. That is the lamest throat slit makeup I think I've ever seen. I don't know if that was an MPAA special, but like, God, that was a bad kill. But I mean, hey. All of it is made good by his little scat rendition of getting his car started. Die. Oh, dude, he's fucking jacked. No. Whoa, holy shit. Okay. Yo, first of all, his ears are far too apparent. Second of all, taking a drug, or taking like a capsule doesn't just immediately, the second it hits your stomach, just like cause shit to stop. Why is he like smiling? Oh. What a 10-year-old. He's kind of endearing. Didn't you tell him to fuck off? He made a joke about it, then yelled at Reggie for making a joke about it. His just like sudden placement in that door frame just reminds me of that rooftop scene with Chris R in the room so much. He's got something big to say. He's right there. Oh, just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. Oh, is he the guy that got caught? Whoa. Oh, dude, he just attitude adjusted him. Dude, he just put John Cena on his ass. Ugh. Ugh. I don't like it. Fuck this person. She just slap it? I don't know what they're writing that character to be like either. Oh my God. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Fair. Jesus Christ. Neither are you. I God damn it, Roy. Wouldn't it be really wouldn't it be really something if it turned out he was Why does the sheriff look No, wait. Yeah, of course it cuts to Roy. Is the sheriff The sheriff's not the dad from fucking What's it called? Marco Saint John. He's not the fucking dad from Troll 2, is he? No, okay. I thought for a second, like facially, they look kind of similar. Oh, he's back. I do like the actor. That? Okay. Dude, everybody's just getting musical behind the wheel. Yeah, that's it. Oh. Ew. Those dude, that's good. This guy's a party animal. The mustache and the fucking, like comb over, dude, I'm loving it. Uh-oh. Who would have thunk? Oh man, they got those silver or those gray like silverware trays, dude. I was setting those up once, like I was cleaning them for what's it called? For my previous job, I was a server. I put like a couple of them on the table, and man, you underestimate how heavy those get. It flipped the table, man. It flipped the fucking table. Made me so sad, I had to go wash them all over again. She dead, dude. Oh, just kidding, he's dead. Holy sugar. Well, that won't sugar. I had a friend that was I used to do speech, right? And a guy used sugar as a prop in one of his speeches for nationals, so he had to fly with a big like pound of sugar, and TSA had a fucking field day with him. They're like, dude, what the fuck is this? What are you trying to pull? Nintendo, what the fuck is this? She is not having it. Oh, now she knows something's up. Oh, no. I thought she was gonna be like, oh, he dropped his nose candy. That's not a good sign for me. Now that definitely isn't a good sign for her. He just walked on over. He walked his little ass on over. I do like the red light. The red light's kind of cool. He's beautiful minding it right now. Looking at them chickens, he's gonna take a little marker and just like separate the chicken in two groups. They just did the Jamie Lloyd thing or Jamie Lee Curtis thing where they she he didn't look away. Who's this? Oh, the mayor? Who is it? Dude, he's playing that like long con, like somebody in. It's like that you ever play with somebody in Among Us who's like, I know who the killer is, but I'm not gonna say it. And then you're just like, what the fuck? His body wasn't cremated, what? I mean, he's wrong too. Why would you break that? You're out of an ashtray now. And for what? He wasn't even in the room. I like that shirt. Was she the girl that got caught with him? God damn it. What was that? What are these noises? Hold up, yeah. I'm just gonna mute for a second. Stick with it. I'll be right back. And he's back. He's back, ladies and gents. Rejoice. So it looks like or they're smoking. I thought he pulled out a rubber. Maybe he did. I don't know, but they're definitely smoking a joint. And as we know, drugs, sex, not in these woods. Oh, I was going to say that's an abnormal amount of arm exposure for Jason. Oh, this is the movie that was directed by a porn director, wasn't it? God, oh, don't be licking your lips. So you literally were just in the movie to get killed. That's literally your purpose. He's washing up? What? Where? In a lake? Is she just gonna keep going? She sounds like a Minecraft villager. Hey, look, I'm all about free the nipple just as much as same. Oh, okay, there it is. I was gonna say I'm just about free the nipple as much as anybody else, but you know, let's move along here. Everybody's ripped in these movies, Jesus. Yeah, no, you're not gonna like it, dude. I don't. Yeah, no, you're not gonna. You should walk away. Walk away. Yeah, the MPAA got to that one real good. Oh, just kidding. Now this is a good kill, at the very least. That little snap was satisfying. I really hope that Grandpa doesn't die. Pissed. Is that Tommy? Yeah, it's Tommy. I know that rat tail mullet anywhere. This guy knows what's up. Oh, this is one of those three-seat front seats. Huh. Yeah, that's, you guys should have gone, too. You should have hopped in the bed of the truck, but, you know, Oh well. Why are they playing suspense music right now? I swear, if they have another shot of this car, okay. At least they're pulling into a place now. Though this music choice is really odd. I love people's relationship with him in this movie. Oh, I know him. Those damn enchiladas. Yeah, there it is. I wish this was explored more, man. Getting freaked out by the buzz. Trailer park. Park like a car. Car like a fast, deadly vehicle. Fast and deadly is like close to Jason. He's like slow and deadly. So yeah. Yeah. COVID. That's why it's freaking him out. I figured it out for you guys. No need to thank me. Just throw a couple bucks my way over on Anchor. Much appreciated. Thank you. Ooh, that's a good shot. That is a really good shot. Follow this fucking guy. Not really. What do you do? What was your plan? Was he just doing that to a random person? I hate this discriminatory fucking rhetoric. I'm not a fan. Are you gonna punch? Beat him up, Tommy. Do it. Do it. Take him down. Yo, I'll say this. He got the kidney punch. You just did a little drop. Dude, this guy, he's out here like Zack Sabre Jr., man. He's out here like Aleister Black. Oh. Yo, they're sweet. I want to see Tommy beat the shit out of that guy some more. Dude, they're fucking great. It's them. It's It's them damn enchiladas. This is the best part of this movie, besides the little scat that the greaser did. It's them damn enchiladas. It's gonna blow. You know, I'll tell you what, this one hasn't been as bad as I thought. They might be two of the most likable people in this whole series. Oh, unless he's the way they got her neck moving was pretty good. Yeah, this is actually compelling. Uh-oh. There it is. Oh, did he just leave it there? Jesus. That's a pretty quick death, too. Like, I think in reality, it'd probably be... Wait, where did Matt and George go? Where is Tommy? Wouldn't it be better to hold down the fort? This fucking guy. That shot is amazing. Dude. What a great just insert shot. I'm glad that they showed like no contemplation of it. They just had her go for it. The suit's not even ready yet. Oh, here we go. Yeah, you'd love to see it. That's a pretty good dummy head, too. Jeez. Oh, wow. Oh, another casualty of fruit. That's not what that looked like. That's not what the stew looked like. What? Damn, dude, my stomach's hurting. It's them damn enchiladas, I bet. Ah, that's unfortunate. That's the kiss of death right there. That's like smoking a doobie or getting it in. Your car is dead. Psh, forget it. Where's Trish Jarvis? Where's she been? Is this creature from the Black Lagoon? Nah. We're gonna look that up real quick. Place in the Sun, 1951. He's shooting his shot. It's too bad, my guy, too bad. He's getting hopeful again. She said, yeah, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm listening. I want to fuck. Oh no. Oh no. Oh. Damn. It's a little rough. Could have been a little bit more smooth, but damn, didn't deserve that. Oh, he's tearing up. You know what this is? It's always raining on Friday the 13th. Vi is by far my favorite because, you know, e-girls. Look, she's doing the Renegade. Can't you see she's very busy? She's reading Fangoria. That was a decent shot, too. The way it moved into frame and centered. Oh, well, that's too bad. See, I get in this one why they're... Oh, yeah, who would have thunk Paramount? That's... I get in this one why they're being a little obscure with showing Jason again. I don't know, I hope part six they just kind of stop that. He's already asleep. Yeah, there you go. If Reggie was like, oh, I just want to sleep, do you think she'd start laughing? Like whenever somebody expresses like, oh, I just, you know, I want to go, you know, get some McDonald's. She just busts a gut whenever people are just like, oh, I want to do something. James Dean. Wasn't he dead? When did James Dean die? Yeah, he died in the 50s. What the fuck? I guess people have like Kurt Cobain posters. That would maybe be the modern equivalent. Because he died nearly 30 years ago. Thunder. Uh-oh. Yeah, that you don't want to see that. Oh. Are we doing another yep. Thought so. Another piercing through the bottom of something kill. Yeah, dude, she's doing the renegade again, man. You know, I'm really glad that they established very clearly that she can't hear when she's listening to music, because otherwise I wouldn't have realized that, you know, when Jason sneaks in here and kills her, that would be the reason why she didn't turn around. Who's that? Is that David Bowie? I don't know much David Bowie at all. Where did he is there a corner there? I don't know. I don't got that depth perception. Ooh. I like that lyric. I'm gonna look up to see who that is. Yeah, too bad. And it is actually the first things that come up are Friday the 13th, part 5. It is the song His Eyes by the Australian new wave band Pseudo Echo. So take that for what you will. Yo, I'd be so sad. He's not about to find his fucking grandfather dead, is he? Nah, he's gonna find somebody dead though, because they ain't killing a kid. Michael Myers will kill a kid. Jason won't. Jason won't kill a kid. Except, I guess he's always killing kids, technically, like minors. Which, honestly, if a lot of these characters are supposed to be underage, it's a little unsettling. Oh, yeah, there they are. It's a little unsettling that, especially, like, look, like, right there, like, you know, they're supposed to be topless all the time. What's the matter? What's going on? Oh, they're trying to set up that it's Tommy. Oh, she's going to be fighting Jason. Or maybe not. No. I was going to say that'd be cool if they just thought it was her reacting. Are any of them left? Oh, dude. Careful. You almost just broke your neck. Yeah, I don't know if I'm feeling this jumpsuit, Jason. Is she the final girl? Yeah, I guess she's the final girl. I'm liking this jumpsuit coordination going on with Reggie here. Oh, they're going to see some more dead bodies. Yeah, the chewing gum guy. He deadass just teleported. Oh, he's pretty slender too in this movie. I don't know about this Jason, guys. Though I don't think a lot of people are a fan of this Jason. Oh boy, golly, I'm sorry. Reggie, you gotta help her. I thought you were reckless, man. Oh no, I liked him. That'll do it to you. I guess that was the setup more like his character was like setting up another potential, you know, killer. I guess we're supposed to still be thinking at this time that it's Tommy. I wonder what that would have been like. Oh, more reverse defense. Oh, no. Don't cut back to no. I don't want to see him dead. That was a weird amount of time to hang on that shot. But hey, see, this is right, you know? She's running, he's walking. Okay, Barnes, dude, you know, Barnes are kind of Jason's weakness a little bit. Man, he don't even have the axe slash in that one, in that mask. Dude, stand up, Jesus. Somebody's gonna. Yep. Yeah, at least it's Reggie. Reggie's a fucking beast. Do it to him, Reggie. Fuck him up. Yeah, he's dead, right? Totally. Hey, don't guess me when people are around. Jason's right there. You don't actually believe for a second. Come on, right? Come on, don't be stupid. God, hunting. Yeah, it just kind of hurts, right? He does not look imposing. Like, he looks small in that frame. They could have thrown on some like pads on him. Come on. Some hockey pads. You can also see too much of his face through his eye holes. Damn. Get fucked. Yeah, I don't know if this is gonna work out for you, fam. He's only using one hand. If you wanted, he could just take the other hand and just like, ooh, kind of like pull down the like redirect the chainsaw. His fucking reaction. You can block, or maybe not. There he is. The showdown of the century. You could have also not called out his name and given away both of your locations. Dude, he's ready to rumble, man. He's like John Cena, man. No, he ain't a runner, he's a fighter. Yo, look at this. Zoom. I love how she's still going in the background. Yeah, this, why is this actually like kind of good? Oh, just kidding. Tommy's a little bitch after all. Nah, he's just hulking up. He's just hulking up. He's got the switchblade. How's that any safer? You're just cornering yourself. Dude, you're gonna bleed out from that. Stab you in an artery? That knife was the only thing that was gonna save your life. Come on, yeah! Getting up that ladder with that leg's gonna hurt, man. Still had that knife. You gotta could just stab it in the head. Couldn't you see where they went? That's unfortunate. No noose this time? Some big assholes. Jesus, kid. Why are you hiding like that? Unless this is a plan. And he was the bait. I don't think so. Oh, you don't think so? Do you have you ever seen possibly in Michigan? Shit's wild. He's like, did you just tap me right there? There it is. Suplex him. Come on. Do a little square dance. Do it to him. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Juke him out. 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 Yo, the cross body. Dude, Reggie's the man. Waiting for Tommy to come through with that Superman punch. Get off my dude. Get off of Reggie. Yeah, come through, come through, come through. Slice. Yeah, do it to him. The mask fell. That's how it crumbles. And it was Roy. It was Roy, the ambulance guy. So yeah, that's why people don't like this movie, is because Jason's not even in it. At least not like the main antagonist. So take that for what you will. Something about that just felt like very like scarily unsafe to like accidentally popping one of the nails off. Oh. Yeah, it's been a long night. Well, you could have done a thing or two, Sheriff. That he is. He's Reckless. That's going to be his ring name, Reckless Reggie. How would he have that picture? Yeah, I wouldn't talk to that other paramedic much either. I'm glad we have the therapist from the end of Psycho here to explain the ending. What is this zoom in? So Tommy's just like fucked up for life now, right? Except he's going to come back like a hunk in the next one. I'll tell you what, even though I didn't like the hair choice in this one, he was quite badass. Just beat the fuck out of people. Yo. That was just like the way that Jason stabbed through the grave, which I know is the point, but like, you know. Ooh. Some nightmares. Jump scares. He's not having a good time. Oh, the real man's. The real man behind the slaughter. Now, how come the triangle on the top is a little faded on the right side? Man, this guy's ability to just well up is kind of impressive, not gonna lie. Yeah, but for real though, how did Roy have superhuman strength like Jason? Is he gonna, bro, what? Why would that, okay. No, I'm sure it's fine. Oh, so this is her actually walking. funny how he could see the future with his dream. Set up for, this is the same ending as Halloween 4. And like Halloween 4, it goes nowhere. All right. No, but overall, I'll tell you what. Had me a lot stronger than I thought it would. There were some shots that I thought were pretty decent. And, I don't know. It at least had more of a Friday the 13th feel. I feel at least that maybe part three. I don't know. I might say they're pretty equal. I didn't enjoy it as much as maybe. You know what? The handstand kill was in three, wasn't it? It might be under three still. But I'll tell you what, it's better than the first one. The first one is much better, much more boring. So, hope you guys enjoyed. Sorry, this one was a little bit more of a best boy grip. Whoa, Steve Queen, good job. hope you guys enjoyed. Sorry, this one was a little bit more sleepy. I had a long day, a lot of stuff on my mind, you know. So, go follow us, Pretentious Movie Sheet, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or not Facebook, we don't have Facebook, but Instagram, Twitter, the Movie Sheet, TikTok, YouTube, we're going to have some stuff up tomorrow, and some more stuff in the coming week. I'm going to have an announcement video up tomorrow for what's going to be coming down the pike. So I hope you guys are doing well. Stay safe, stay spooky. And I'll catch you on the flip side.